Here in the Gemara Nazir, that Mem Ches on the base, we have a machlokes of Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. In the pasuk of Va'alkol Nafshus Meis Lo Yavu Lavi Volina Lo Yitana, which is written by Nazir. The dinim, according to both, come out the same, that the din is that a nazir is not metame rechoking, but also the kohen gadol is metame to a mesmitzah, kol shekein a kohen hedyot is metame, and even more than that, if he was a kohen and a nazir, doesn't matter, the two kedushas put together also don't prevent him from being the tamei to a mes mitzvah. Everybody agrees to this dini, and the question is just how do we get to that? That's the machlokes of Bishmon Rabbi Akiva. And it looks like, if you don't go to sugya, I think what comes out, two main points that they're arguing in, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva. One machlokes is, the pasuk, how to learn the beginning of the pasuk. V'al kol nafshus meish lo yovu. According to Rabbi Shmuel, so the nafshus meish goes on rechokim. How do you know krovim? There's not metame to krovim. And that Rabbi Shmuel says, loviv. And that comes the pasuk loviv. Loviv is a korov, is the closest korov, or one of the close korovim. He's not metame to him, so from here we know that he's not metame to korovim. Rabbi Akiva argues on that, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, the pasuk itself, the beginning of the pasuk itself, Va'al kol nafshus meis lo yovo, from that we know korovim, because he darshins, or Va'al kol nefesh meis lo yovo, nefesh elo arachokin, Mes Eva Krovin. So we know already that he's not metame to Krovin. And you don't need the lavi for that. That's one machlokes of Bishmon Rabbi Akiva. That means how to darshin in the beginning of the pasuk. Second machlokes is, according to Rabbi Yishmael, so the la'aviv is for, we already said for Krovin. The din of Mes Mitzvah, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is from Lo'achiv. There's a pasuk Lo'achiv that tells us he's metame. He is metame to a Mes Mitzvah. According to Rabbi Akiva, that he argues and he says, no, the din of Mes Mitzvah you learn out from Lo'aviv Ule'imo, from these two psukim that we say Lo'aviv Ule'imo, you know, metame. Ava metame le Mes Mitzvah. Of course, it's connected. The two machlokesin are connected. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we need a special loviv for krovim. According to Rabbi Akiva, that we don't need a pasuk for krovim. So the loviv ulima is an extra pasuk. So they both go in mes mitzvah to tell us there's metame to a mes mitzvah. But there's an additional machlokes after this. Whether you need two psukim by mes mitzvah loviv uleimo, and Rabbi Shmuel holds no, it's enough. One pasuk for mes mitzvah lochiv. The kids said, do you need two psukim by mes mitzvah or one pasuk for mes mitzvah? That's the machlokes of Bishmuel and Rabbi Akiva, the second machlok. What does it depend on? Machlok says, do we say the tzrichose on daf mem tes omedalef? According to Rabbi Akiva, if it would say Aviv, we wouldn't know Imo. And if it would say Imo, we wouldn't know Aviv. That means that once the Pasuk wrote Aviv, let it be that it's for Mes Mitzvah, to tell us that he's Matamit and Mes Mitzvah. But now we would think there would be a Svara to say he's not Matamit. Why is he not Matamit Aviv? It's only a chazoke. That means it's not for sure that he is his father. It could be not his father. Only what? We go after the Rav. We say Rav Bilo Sacher Baal. So the Gemara calls it chazoke. There's also a Svar of Chazaka that since we assumed until the whole time that he's his father, so we say he's his father. Whatever it is, Avada, 100% it's not. So that's why you need a Pazik that he... So that's why we would think that that is the reason why he's not Matamei to Ovi. But Imo, maybe he should, because Imo is Avada. And then if it would say Imo, we would say there's a Svar on Imo that he's not Matamei to Imo. To Lo Ozio Zar O Basro. Because it's not considered his family. Because it is considered his family. So this as Tertius already explained. This doesn't go, this trichaza goes on the Aviv and Imo itself, not on Mes Mitzvah. Once it says Aviv, we think only he's not Matami, only to Aviv. And Timo is, and then if it says Imo alone, we would think he's not Matami Timo. But once it says Aviv and Imo, he's not Matami to both. So then we ask ourselves, but we know already Krovim from Falkol Nefesh Mezlo Yovu, that we say that they come to tell us Mes Mitzvah. But yeah, once they tell us Mes, Aviv and Imo tell us Mes Mitzvah, so we would say that. That only to one of them is Mutter Mes Mitzvah, the other one not. That's why you need both Pesukim. Now, comes out that we have a machlokes. Is there such a Trichose or isn't there such a Trichose? It's interesting. It's a machlokes and a Havamin. And would we think such a Svar? And the M is Inametami not over and not to Imo. But could we be Mala Aladas to think such a Svar? That there's more reason not to be Mitame to Oviv, or there's no more reason not to be Mitame to Imo. I don't find usually, it's unusual to find such a thing. There should be a machlokes in a havamin. Machlokes talam in a havamin. Rab Tzadik HaKohen says in a place, I didn't find it now, but I saw it a long time ago, that the havamin is in Shas. It's not the Shas. The Chazal made a mistake, and then they came to them. Only the chat is that the Torah was kaveya that at first look, when you first look at the thing, this is how you should first think. And then when you go deeper, so you should think the way the maskon is. But the Havamin is also part of Torah. The Torah says that this should be the Havamin. This is how you should think in the beginning when you look at it. And here you see such a thing. Did the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, is there such a Havamin, or isn't there such a Havamin? Okay, now Tosfos asks over here in the Divrei Maschil Umeshani the Tzrichi in the fourth line of the long lines. Tosfos says that we have a Menches and Medalev, we have a Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer tells us that Oviv is closer than Imo. How does the Kal V'Chomer go? From Kohen Hedit, that the Ochiv, which are Kohen Hedit, is Metame to. He's only an Ochiv Me'oviv and not an Ochiv Me'imo. Two brothers from the same mother. He's not Metametu. Comes out that who can make more kurva? The kurva of Ochiv. The relationship to a brother. Who makes more relationship? The father makes the relationship between the two brothers more than what the mother makes. It comes out, so you see, that the Gemara says in Amad Alam Memches Amad Alef. That shows us that the kurva of Aviv is closer than the kurva of Imo. The Gemara says over there, Lo Yomer Imo Beklein Godo. That means this word, he's not Metame to Imo. We would know it from Aviv because he's closer to Aviv from this Kal V'Chomer. You see, from what makes an Ach be an Ach. So Tosfos says, how could there be such a Havamin that he's closer to his mother than to his father? How could you say such a thing? The Kal V'Chomer shows us not like that. So, on that Tosfos answers that since we have over here in Pasuk a Klalot Prat. The klal is al kol nafshus meishlo yovu, And the practice, lo'oviv'lu'imam, and we have one of the gimel midas is the klal prat, ein b'chlal al-masha b'prat. So once, if we would say aviv alone, so we would say he's not metame only to aviv, because that's the prat that's of the klal prat. And the pasuk meant only to aviv, he shouldn't be metame. But imo ishur. So it comes out that when you have a klal prat, Tosha says im ken afilu b'kavuchom nami lo osu. The end of Rabbis Yosef in our prayer. All we have is the prayer. Oh, so what did the Torah do? We shouldn't make this mistake. We should think that only Namatam and Tovi Vatimo is. So the Torah put in Imo also. Ovi Vim. Now, it's not finished yet. What will be other Krovim? You see from the Gemara, the ones that says Ovi Vim Imo, we know all Krovim. We know Achiv. And we know Achiv and Emunah Achosha. Once you have the Aviv and the Imo, how would we know by the Klal Prat? Should say only Aviv Imo. The Gemara seems not like that. The Achiv and the Achosha, they're extra psukim for drushes. And that text it says that we wouldn't. Once you have Aviv and Imo, so we would know all Krovim, even Misvor. Because once you see Aviv and Imo, because the only reason he should be metame to them is because of Kurva. And we know that Aviv Imo Kurva doesn't help to be metame. So there's no difference between. Tosha says, Ein lecha od tam lechalik bekrovim yosher. There's no reason to make a chilik in Krovim. So once you have Aviv and Imo, so other Krovim are exactly the same like the Aviv and the Imo. And we know them. It comes out from this Tosafot that there are certain things that you can include in the prat when you have a klal prat. There are things you can include in the klal prat, even things that are not written beferish. And there are things that you can't. When you have a certain svar to make a chilik, which is the svar of aviv is a chazok and imo not a chazok, when you have a svar. So this word doesn't let you include anything else. If you have a klal of klal al kol nefesh meis lo yovo and a prat of aviv, we're not mabe anything else because there's a svar that everything else is different. But when you don't have any svar to be mechalik, even if it is something else, it's not the same thing, it's not the exact same thing, it's not the Oviv and not the Imo, it's an Ochiv or an Achoso. But if there's no Svar to be Mechalik, it's a Klal Prat. I mean, if Tosus wouldn't have said it, we wouldn't have known it by ourselves. You could have said, Exeris Akoso, you have to say Svar, you have to know why. We don't have to know everything why. It says that Klal Prat is only Oviv Imo, but Tosus says no. Yeah, even when you have a klal of prat, to say that something is different than that, there has to be a reason why. So achiv and achoso would be included in the prat of aviv imo, but imo should be included in aviv, that not because of this svar that we said over here, chazal kabam. I we have a kavachom that we brought in the beginning. That doesn't matter. That you have to understand. Why doesn't it matter? Why doesn't it matter? The fact that you have a kavachomer doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? The fact that you have, what is the kavachomer tell us? The kavachomer tells us, shows us that the kurva of Aviv is a closer kurva than the kurva of Imo. A person is closer to his father more than what he is to his mother. That you see from the dinim of Achiv. You see from Achiv. So you see from here that the Torah didn't take into consideration this svara of Imo is Vade Yaldise and Aviv Nah. The Torah didn't take that svara into consideration. And Aviv is close. And you see that from over there. So once you see that, so you see what the Torah considers Krovim and whatnot, so you see from Achiv. some Mamela, there really is no difference. According to the way the Torah looks at it, there's no difference between Aviv and Ima. So why should that not be enough reason to include Imo and Aviv? Why is it when it comes to other Krovim, we say we don't see any difference? So what do we care that by Aviv and Imo we do see a difference? But you see that the Torah didn't look at that as it didn't make that a difference. The Torah doesn't consider that different. In the way the Torah looks, the Torah doesn't care about the Dilma. And you can understand why also, because to be choshish to such a far chashash that maybe Dilma love over, why should you be afraid? Maybe love over. So the Torah wasn't choshish for that. So again, and after that, after you see from some, and what do you care that it comes from someplace else? The kavah, then this is lechura. It's even more than a kavah chomer. You see that over there. It's not like kavah chomer dechal is. You have a different din that shows this is kavah, this is chomer. So you learn how this and that. But here, the question is. Is this the same curve or is this a different curve? We say that Ima and Aviv is the same curve, or the, which curve is more than the other one? I mean, both it's the same curve. So Pshat is Aviv is more curve and Ima is less. And we didn't take into consideration the Vadim Lava. Once you don't consider that, so it's the same thing. I mean, Bekitza, what I'm asking is why is it that the Kal Vachomer can't? That the Klal Prat is stronger than the Kal Vachomer. That you can't use the Kal Vachomer to include Imo after you have Aviv. And it's not stronger, but when it comes to the Mishvara, that Imo, that Ochiv and Achosa, we don't see any difference. The fact that they're not the exact same Krovim, that doesn't make it that you could use a Klal Prat. That's what you have to understand the first time. And the truth is, when you think about it, You could ask a kasha. What's the opposite of this kasha? You could ask. What's the Tosis bring? Tosis brings the Kal Vachomer to use it to be Marbe Imo after Yav Aviv, so you should be Marbe Imo. Tosis says that with the Kal Vachomer. Where's the Kal Vachomer, man? The Kal Vachomer was. That you see that in Amen Memchet Amen Aleph, you see that Aviv is kosher than Imo. Where do you see it? You see it in Kohen Hedyut. What it's talking about? It's talking about the deen that he is metamei to Aviv. Which Krovim he is metamei to. And that we say, it means to say that Kurva can make a deen of Tumah, that he can be metamei to a Karuv. So we say, who can make more the deen of being metame? Who has more krach to make this deen of being metame? Aviv can more make a heter of tuma more than Imo. That you see, because Aviv makes Achim become Achim, and Imo doesn't make Achim be Achim. So that's when it comes. To a kain hedya that he is metame to krovim. When you say that he is, so we're looking. Who is a korov or who's more korov? Who can make a heter? We're talking about making a heter. Who can make a heter? The Aviv can make more heter than what the Imo can make. So that over there, so over there, the pshat is that the korov, which there is a korov of Aviv, even though there's a chash, maybe. Maybe it's not his father, but the rov tzedodim, the greater percentage to say that it is his father. On that side, so the father's side is closer than the mother. That's when you're talking about when the kurva can make a heter. But here we're talking about making a isha to be metame to krovim. We're talking about by kohen gadol and nozer. So when it comes to an isha. Why is it also? Because of the more kedusha that they have, so it's also. So it could be. I mean, you see that the more kedusha of kohen gadol and the more kedusha of nazir doesn't let the kurva be garem a heter of tumah. And so you could say why? Because over here you do have to consider the tzad of dilma lav avivu. What's the comparison? How could you be medame there had to have been metame to the isha of being metame. Maybe when it comes to a heter of being metame, so over there the kurva of aviv is a heter. When it comes to an isha of being metame, so over there you have to look at the side that maybe it's not aviv. So what's left today? So it's not an aviv. So emo is more, is closer than aviv. In the side that is not, in the side that you have to consider the maybe not, so then the aviv is less karv than the emo. But when you're thinking about maybe he's a karv, so then the aviv is closer than emo. Kitsa, I'm asking, you can't be medama not being that when you're looking for a kurva to when you're looking for a not kurva. So that's what I'm asking. So what's the, how does Tosfos use the kal v'chomer that we used in Kohen Hedyot before? How can we use it over here in Kohen Gadol and Lozer when we're not? Oh, it's not as I was thinking like this. That this whole thing that the Gemara says over here, this chash that v'dil malav over here, this chash that maybe is not his father. You could learn it kipshut. When you learn the Gemara kipshuto, so you learn like this, that the Gemara says the ikas of aviv. How I mean, I would think. To the aviv, that it's only a chazaka because there's a possibility that it's not his father. So you learn that the Torah said that he shouldn't be metame to his aviv because maybe he's not his father. So that would mean that the Torah said here you should take the chash, you should go so far, you should be machmir and be choshish that maybe he's aviv. Because it could be he's not his father, it shouldn't be metame. You don't have to learn like that. Because everybody asks over here, Kashi is more on Kohen Gadol more than on Nozer. That the same three chus that we say on Kohen Gadol also. Tosfos brings over here. In the first Tosfos, Rabbi Akiva, that brings that you say, over the name of Benoz, and also later on in the bottom of our Tosfos, says that you use this both of the name both by Kohen Gadol and by Nozer. So there would be a svar by Kohen Gadol to say that Medomalav Aviv is not his father, and that's why it's not Matami Tovis. Everybody asks over here, if the Pshat is that your Choshes, maybe he's not his father, so then he's not a Kohen either. If he's not his father, he's not a Kohen. So why should the chash that he's not his father tells that he shouldn't be metame to him? Adrava, the chash that he's not his father should be reason that he should be metame. So if you want to say that to crow him is metame, it's a special din in aviv. So why? Because maybe he's not his father. If he's not his father, he's not a kohen, so he's allowed to be metame in the mason. On the side that he is his father, and he is a kohen, and he is his father, and he is a korb, so you say to krov him, you're saying, according to this, have him, and he is metame. So how could the v'dil malav aviv make a reason that he shouldn't be metame? That should be a reason that he should be. So that everybody asks. Here, so the Karen Ora says a pshat over here. He says like this, that here in the end of the Dav for Mem Teshem Adalif, So the Karen Ora says, the Lav Mishra Sveikur Dukoma. It's not the Pshat, the way we learn Pashit, that it's a Sofik. Maybe it's not Oviv, and you're not Matame because you have to be Choshish, and that's not the way we're learning. No. The Svar Abamo, the Karvle, Zoimo Yos, the Vada Yalidase, Mil Oviv, the Chazoku, Vain Kur Voso no Da'as. So it's closer. It's both are krovim. And this is a korv that a chazoka made the korva. And this is a korv that a vada made the korva. It's what made the korva. This is closer than that. That's the whole thing. There's a korv with a chazoka and a korv without a chazoka. So the ter was not lima, not loving. Now, according to this Karen Ora. So it's very good. So this answers our question. This is how the Kavachomer, I was asking, how does the Kavachomer work when it comes to the not being metame, to the isher being metame, the kavah chomer shouldn't work. I was asking, why? Because the when you're looking for kurva to be metame, then you take on the tzad of kurva and you matter the kain headed to be metame. But here we're looking for some tzad of not kurva, and we find that tzad. So you find it to today. The more chomer the kedusha of kain gadol or nazir is, makes us be choshish for the tzad of maybe he's not ovid. So then you have the maybe is more by ovid than by ima. So what's the tavacham? Then the pshan is no, there's no such tzad at all. There's no such chash that he's not his ovid. For sure he's his ovid. And not only what, only this kurva of ovid, it's the pshan is they're both kroven, they are. Only there are different types, or you could say different garmim that make different causes that make the kurva. The cause that makes the kurva of Aviv is called chazoka. But once you have the chazoka, so this is a closer kurva, but it's based on a weak basis. It's based on, it's a closer kurva which is based on something weaker than what Imo is based on. So now the shaila is, what's closer? The you could call it, Kamus and Echus, maybe you could call it. It's like the mitzad the Echus. So the Aviv is a closer Echus, but mitzad the Kamus, I mean the knowledge, the background of the knowledge that we have about the family. So there's a weakness in Aviv. So the shaila is which weighs over. So that is very good. That you can show. It doesn't matter if it's to be mitame or not to be mitame, because both are kroven, and the question is which is more. So over there you see that Aviv makes more kroven, and here, and some mail over here also. Once you see over there that the Aviv makes more kroven than what the Imo makes, so over here the shaila is, that's what Tosfos Kasha was. If the pshat is that it makes more kurva, the pshat is that the Torah considers the kurva itself and doesn't look at what the kurva is based on. The type of kurva that's based on a chazok, it doesn't make any weakness in it, and it stays stronger. So over here also, you have that kurva. That curve, once you know that this strong curve of Aviv, which the Torah looks at the Aviv part of it, the curve itself without looking at the background, so that curve itself that weighs over everything, so that's a curve more than Imo. So you could use it also. You could use it for a Kal Vachomer. When you answer to be metame, because it's not that you answer to be metame because of a chash that maybe it's not over. You answer because it's also a weakness in the kurva that you have, has a weakness because of its background. But a kurva you for sure have. There's no tzad that there's no kurva. That's a tzad. So maybe we understand how Tosfos used the Kal Vachomer in our union of Kohen Gadol and Nazir to not be metame. Once you understand this, so we can answer the first kasha off. What was our first kasha? Our first kasha was that why is it that the klal, when you have a klal of prat, so you can't use the Kal Vachomer anymore. What was the klal of prat? The klal was, I'll call nefesh meis leover krovim and rechokim. The prat was of Aviv alone. We say, even though Imo, you learn out from a Kal Vachomer, but the Klal of Prat says, ain't the Klal Masha, but Prat, you only have Ovid. But the Kal Vachomer says that Imo is a weaker kurva. So all we're interested in the Ovid part in the Imo, but we're interested in kurva. So kurva, this is more kurva, and this is less kurva. So what do you care that you have a Klal of Prat? Just like by Ochiv and Achosa, we said that the Klal Prat doesn't exclude Achiv and Achos, so Tosfos says, because his Krovin is Krovin, so what's the difference if you have this name or that name? So say the same thing in Aviv and Imo, and the Kal Vachomer tells us that this is closer than that. the pshat is like this, according to what we're saying now, even after you have a kal v'chomer, but there's two parts, in the kurva itself, there are two parts to the kurva. There's the kurva itself, and there's the background, or the basis, what the kurva is based on. Which is the vados of knowing or relying on chazok. So it comes out, there's a difference in the kurva. It comes out, it's not the same. It's, even after you say that, the pshat is like this, even after you lalam, it's amist with the kavachomer says that Arviv is a closer kurva than Imo. That's amist, that Arviv is a closer kurva than Imo. But the sug, this closer kurva, what is it based on? It's based on a chazok. So it's a, on one hand, it's a it can be both things can be. The pshat is, you see from here that both things can be together. It's not like we thought in the beginning. In the beginning, we thought that there's a tzad, that maybe the whole kurva doesn't exist. And according to that, it's hard to understand Tosfos. No, the pshat is avadei kurva always is, but there are two parts to the kurva. With a stronger part, which is the etzim kurva of Ovid, and there's the weakness on what it's based on. So on that, once you know this, so it's shaykh to klal prad, it's shaykh to say klal prad, that it's the same, you can't call it anymore. Today, to make a, include more protein in this prad, so it has to be exactly the same. It's ochiv and achor, so they're exactly the same as ovav and imo. Mitzad kurv, it's a kurv and this is a kurv, so they're exactly the same. But ovav and imo are not exactly the same, even though both are kurvas, but there's different types of kurvas. There's a kurva that's based on a vada and a kurva that's based on a sub. Once you have different types, it doesn't matter what you have a kavachomer to say this. The kavachomer can just tell you that this can overweigh that. But it can't say it's the exact same thing. Is Mimele, that's very good. Why Tosh has made a cloud prepped out of it. So now we explain, with all this, we explain the first part of Tosh. With this, I wanted to go on and explain something later in Tosh, according to everything we were saying till now. There's the same passage by Nozir as by Kohen Golem. Tosis in the later part, after the two dots, so Tosis brings the Gemara and Zvachim. And over there, the Gemara doesn't make the Tzrichus alike over here. So the Gemara dashens Laviv for Mesmitzu. Limo for Kohen Hedith, and he was on Nozri. Then Lachi for Kohen Gadol, and he was on Nozri. And that. The Tosfos in the beginning says it's a machlokes, a sugish, that an Amud Beis on top, he says in the third line on top, Tosfos says, Sovra, the Gemara over there holds, Kivin the Gadol on top, why have a Kohen Gadol? Then Philip ben Zelot Zebin Havlaim Ki im Gilim Milsabamu. So the Torah showed us that both have the same din. V'yalif Nozir Minei. We learn Nozir from Kohen Gadol that both are the same. But he says Tzarech Lama the Sugi Da Chaluk Ar Sugi Argiv and all the different. The Matzich Gam Lagam Min Nozir Tavar. I sugi holds that you need both sukim and nozir. So come down. That the sugi in Zvachim holds that once the Torah was megala, that there's no difference between Oviv and Imo by Kohen Gadol. So by nozir also, there's no difference between Oviv and Imo. I wonder if being Masbir here, why is it that the sugi the Hocha, according to, later on Tosfos says that both sugis agree, but according to the beginning of Tosfos, why is it then that the Kohen Gadol can't be Megala on Nozir. Can't be Megala on Nozir that Ovid and Imo are the same. Why is it like that? So I want to be Masbir this way, that the Emes is, according to everything we've been saying now, so there are two ways how to learn what would be the svara to say Aviv is only Aviv and not Imo? The Gemara says because maybe he's not Aviv, but in that itself you can learn two pshat. You could say Aviv that it means that Aviv, it's Aviv and not Imo. It's hard to say Aviv and not Imo because the Torah said that over here you should be choshish. Maybe he's not Aviv. That's one pshat how we learned in the beginning. Another pshat is that even though we know that you're not choshish, it's not as Aviv, but still it's based on Chazaka, so it's a weaker kind of kurva because of that. That's the two ways to learn. So not like this. The Torah said by Kohen Gadol that even the Namatame to Aviv, and the Namatame to Imo also. And it's not, by saying that he's not Matame to Imo, so the Torah was Megalitas, that it's not, that the not being Matame to Aviv is not because of the Vidil Malav Aviv. It's not because of that. Only because he's not matame to Krovim and all. And once the Torah said that there is not matame to Aviv, and we don't say Vidil Malav Aviv, we don't, it's not because we say that. It means there's no such svar that he's not his Aviv, only it's because Kurva doesn't know. It could be a svar, you could say a svar. The reason why we're not chosen for the not being his Aviv is because you see that we paskind already that he is his Aviv. The whole shiloh that we're talking about is kahuna. And in the inyan of kahuna, we consider him a kohen and we paskind that he is his Aviv. So it can't be that you're not choshesh. It can't be that you're choshesh, maybe he's not his Aviv, because his whole... It means to say like this. Even though the Karen Ora said a svar that he's Vade Aviv he is, but still it's a weaker kurva because it's based on Chazaka, but still there could still be a svar to say why is it not weaker? Why after the Torah said that's not a weakness, what's the pshat? Why is it not a weakness? So you could say like this. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Vav. And the Rambam says, when do you need to Eidim for Malkus? Only Bishas Meiser. To say Eidim, that a person did an Avera, for that you need to Eidim. But to know that something is also, before somebody ate it, before somebody did the Avera, just to know that something is also, it's enough an Eidechon. The Rambam says, if an Eidechon came and said that something is also, Eidechon said, Chayv of Klois, who's there? And then later on somebody ate it, he gets Malkus, even though it came through an Eidechon. Doesn't matter. Once we paskin that it's Chayv through the Eidechon, it becomes Chayv, gets a din of Chayv. Now somebody eats it, so it gets Malkus. The same thing could be over here also. But over here, it's in the thing itself. That means like this, that we're talking about the kahuna, that kurva should be matir to be metame to Aviv. So what do we say? And that the kurva, that it's not matir. What's not matir? Does it mean that kurva is not matir, or does it mean there's something special in Aviv that asks to be metame? So the Torah said no. There's nothing special about Aviv that makes you can't be metame, because the Imo also is not metame. And what's the pshat in that? There would be a svar, a special svar in Kohen Gadol, because we already paskin that he's Aviv legabe Kohen Gadol, that we made him a Kohen Gadol because the Aviv was the Aviv, all based on his father. So now you can't take b'chal into consideration the possibility that he was Dilma Lav Aviv. That means we're dealing with a halacha of kurva. We're dealing with a halacha that kol kulo is a inyan of kurva over here. So you can't, you have to, altogether, you can't look at the not kurva, the chash of not kurva. But I'm saying, but by nazir, so that can't be megala on nazir, I'm saying.
Because even though a nazir also we pass in these over the other halachas, I mean you can't say not. But sof kol sof it's a weaker yuchzak than the yuchzak of Kohen. Because the yuchzak of Kohen was in the inyan itself. The yuchzak of nazir was in other inyanim we pass in that he's over. But we never had, so maybe over there the pshat when the Torah asked him to be matami to aviv, it's because the Torah was ma'orer the chash. The Torah used that tzad of love over there. There could have been such a svara to say that. And Mimela, it would be imonat, and the gili of Kohen Gadol wouldn't help over here, according to that. That's why the Torah had to write both by Nazir also. And it's not enough what the Torah wrote it by. But the Torah wrote both by Kohen Gadol. That's why you needed both. Okay. That's